Welcome to a new episode of the McFuture Podcast. This is Steve Factor. This is going to be a quick one. While I prepare the next magical tour de force, I wanted to talk about this education bribery scandal. First of all, oh my God, I am so jealous. Can you imagine having parents that would pay $500,000, I heard paid $750,000 to get their kid into, to bribe their kid into a top university. I don't think my parents earned anywhere near that much their whole lives together. And I'd be shocked if my parents spent more than, I don't know, $5,000 on me my entire childhood. This is unbelievable. I am so jealous. I would love to have parents that would protect and shield me from everything in the world like these people. Man, I want Felicity Huffman or any of these women to adopt me. Adopt the hell out of me. I will be your cute little bambino. I will put on those cute onesies. I'll roll around on the rug and play with the dog, give you all those Instagram photos. Just adopt me, please. I want to know what it's like to be loved for the first time in my life. Please, please, Felicity Huffman. Anyway, all these parents think they're helping their kids. They are hurting their kids, not because they're perpetrating a fraud, but because the kid is going to realize that their life is fake. When you look at all those trophies on your mantle and you realize they're participation trophies, because in real life, you're getting your ass kicked and you will get your ass kicked because life is hard. It throws a lot of obstacles your way. It throws a lot of complexity and bullshit and horrible people and bad situations. And if you don't learn how to handle it, your parents are not doing you any favors by protecting you from that. That's why we have all this insanity on college campuses where no one can take a joke, where people are screaming at the top of their lungs at speakers or whatever. They've grown up coddled. They feel guilty inside because these are kids who've never had to really work. They've never had to handle adversity. And for the first time, being exposed to ideas that might be uncomfortable, that drives them insane. But the same thing's going to happen in your first job or even on your first test when your parents photoshopped you into rowing photos and then your friends, by the way, this situation will never happen, but let's say the scenario happens. And they're like, oh, Becky, you were on the rowing team. We're all going rowing. Do you want to come with us? Well, what are your choices? Well, you're either going to have to fake an injury, show up and look terrible trying to row, or three, figure out how the hell they assumed that you were on the rowing team because your parents didn't tell you. They just paid off the coach and a bunch of Photoshoppers. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And no parent I know, no parent should want this for their kids. You should get the life you worked for. And if you get anything more, you will feel like it's unearned. And that feeling of it being unearned will fester inside of you and grow. And as you get things that you didn't deserve, you will have this imposter syndrome, but it's not a syndrome because you're an actual imposter. You don't want to give someone this feeling. You don't want to saddle them with this psychology because when all of the roads have been paved for you, what's there for you to do? I'm going to guess here that no one assumed money doesn't buy you stuff, even if that means admission to college. When you walk around and you see all of the buildings at a university, if they're not named after the university, then there's a good chance whoever did pay for them got their kids in for free. So it's nothing new. And not everyone can afford a building. Some of them can only afford a cafeteria, or maybe they can only afford a toilet or a urinal. And if you can't, you got to buy someone off who cleans the urinal, who can maybe sneak in your daughter's test papers in somewhere. Now, as far as branding is concerned, these schools had a huge victory. Sure, they'll have some bad seeds and they'll have to execute some people. All right, they're nonprofits, let's face it. No one's going to be executed like they should be. they're just going to, you know, wait for the authorities to take care of things. But these universities are huge winners. This is an amazing coup because look what it shows to the marketplace. It's like, hey, we are so amazing that everybody else, including rich people, was willing to pay a fortune to get their kids in here just to get a name stamped on a piece of paper. And by the way, don't fool yourself for a second. No one is at a top university for the education. And if anyone tells you that, they're full of shit. Because if you're motivated, education is all around you. It's on Udemy. It's on Udacity. It's on blogs. It's on podcasts. It might even be in this podcast. It's on Coursera. All of these places are filled with knowledge. All you have to do is shift your ass out there and go get it. Go fetch the information you want. But no one cares about the education. All they want is a filter. They want to look at a piece of paper and see a brand stamped on there. And that's what everyone is paying for. This has not been about education for a long, long time. And this is a belief system. It's a religion. We treat a candidate from Brown or Dartmouth with some sort of recruiting orgasm. You're like, oh my God, oh, this is from Harvard. I better get this to the hiring manager fast before, oh my God, it happened again. Another one. But that's what happens. We are doing that to ourselves. The minute you stop believing and start treating other alternatives or actual merit the same way you treat a name on a piece of paper, the entire game changes. Because all of a sudden, the kids from these top schools have to compete with other hungrier and possibly more talented kids based on merit or knowledge. And I think this game is changing. I think the future is going to look very different. Someone on Facebook commented and said, well, isn't this going to stop mattering anyway when AI comes? I'm like, there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen long before AI shows up. The first is the math doesn't work anymore. I've written a bunch of stuff about it. I'm going to link in the show notes about this. But the math doesn't work. So everyone's like, well, people who have a college diploma earn a lot more money than people without. Yes, if you're dumb and on the surface that's how you analyze things, great. Then believe that. But the truth is, the only people who are doing well coming out of college are people who went to trade school. In other words, they have trade degrees. Finance, engineering, medicine, law, and maybe a couple of other ones. If you studied those things, you didn't get a university education. You went to trade school. Yes, it's a fancy, expensive trade school, but you get to check about a bunch of boxes, and then you get your $400,000 salary at some point. That is a predictable path. That is a trade school. If you look at the liberal arts majors, they are not earning more. If you take into account how much they pay for college, they lose 4 earning years and spend a bunch of money, way more money than they should, on these degrees. Now, these big name schools, like let's say the top 10 or 20 schools, they probably have a little bit of cachet. So even if you have like a crappy degree, like a art history degree, you might still have a better chance than others. But generally speaking, this is dead. Liberal arts at these prices is dead. And it's not giving you an advantage unless maybe you went to a top 10 school. But even then, and there's tons of competition that's lower in cost. Now, all these online portals, they haven't figured it out yet, but they're going to. So this combination of online education, maybe offline support and certification, once they get this right, there's going to be a ton of competition. Also, the skills that are going to matter in the future are very different than the ones that mattered in the past. It's going to be really only two things. It's going to be soft skills, things like communication, verbal, written, and so on, and tech skills like engineering. And there are way more ways to test for those than just going to school and putting a name on a diploma and having you rot for 4 years at some university drinking from a flume or what do they call those, beer bongs? So that's not the best way to develop those skills. There are testing tools that I wrote about years ago that are now becoming much more popular. I advised a startup that developed an online interviewing program that did video interviewing for customer service and customer support and salespeople. And based on AI and based on some of their written test results, the best candidates got escalated to hiring managers who reviewed each top candidate and then could initiate an interview. It's just a much better system that could be implemented at scale. And same thing for soft and engineering skills. So this idea that you can hold off on meritocracy and buy your way in or buy your kids in is dying off. Also, in that 2013 article, I suggested that employers just stop relying on degrees. Just stop. That's how you break a belief system. You just stop believing in it and it goes away, or it has to compete on its own merits. And a lot of employers, including Deloitte, and I forgot all the other ones, I'll post them online or I'll post a link to it. But all these companies just said, hey, we're not testing for degrees anymore. And the more companies that do that, the more we break this system down. The other thing that's breaking the system down is this class warfare that's going on. And I talked a lot about it on the last episode, the billionaire episode. There's a huge backlash against elitists, elitist institutions, rich people, anyone who's ever touched a rich person, anyone who's driven by through Beverly Hills. There's a lot of antipathy there. That's starting to change the culture, whether it's because of guilt or because of practical reasons. It is changing, but that's how you break down belief systems. Now, you can go the other way and go really hard saying, oh, merit doesn't matter. No, that's not the lesson to learn here. Yes, people assigning elitist value to something that's not based on merit, that's a problem. But if you're going to choose something else that's equally stupid, that's not merit-based, that's not the answer either. And there is some remote possibility that government intervenes and makes things better. But a word of warning, when has government ever intervened in your life and made it better? Probably never. So if you're waiting for Bernie or Trump or anybody else to save you, you are fucked. You are beyond fucked. So please act as if the government will not save you. Now, if you want to go to a protest and put on a pussy hat or whatever it is that you want to do, great. But make that plan B or C or D. Do not make that plan A. Because if that's your plan A, you are so fucked. And so I'm going to link to an article I wrote about success, and maybe I'll do a podcast episode about that at some other point. But that is not the path. You, just like on an airplane, they tell you, put your mask on first before you help your own child. Because if you're dead, you're no good to anybody else. Same thing applies in the professional realm. If you are financially unsound and if you're not doing well enough to sustain yourself, you cannot help others. And that means that time spent in a rally is better spent stabilizing yourself, because then you'll be in a better position to help others. Now, some things that haven't happened that I'd like to see, I'm not convinced they're going to happen. First is apprenticeship programs. I think that is the best way to learn. I graduated with an economics and accounting degree from NYU. Oh my God, I knew nothing about accounting. I had to learn it on the job. My first job was at Arthur Andersen, which was a huge professional services firm that went under because of Enron, through no fault of mine, by the way, in case you were thinking of blaming me. But I learned nothing in college, zero. I walked in like an imbecile that first day to work. I had to learn everything on the job, and I learned it from my supervisors and managers who had more experience. So that's when I first understood what a financial statement meant. I never even understood any of it. It looked like hieroglyphics to me. So if we can even transition to hiring 10% of new hires through some sort of apprenticeship or on-the-job training program, that is billions, probably hundreds of billions in college debt that's been saved. And it's also the most satisfying thing you could do. Take someone under your wing and teach them something useful. Now, it would be nice if it was your own kid, because that's how apprenticeship used to work. But now, okay, it'll be someone else's kid. Just don't get too close, because we got a lot of Me Too situations happening. So when you take them under your wing, just kind of hold your wing above them, but don't touch them. The next thing is companies could incentivize their managers to hire more kids or more graduates from lower tuition schools. You have that happen in enough companies, all of a sudden, the other schools have to drop their prices because their recruiting numbers are going down. And companies should promote modular education and credit modular education. When I was at Anderson didn't want you to get an advanced degree because they knew that, in fact, they bought their own university and converted it to be their own corporate training center. So whenever we needed an upgrade, whenever we needed to learn a new skill or something new that happened in the Houston office where they did a project for an industry we haven't worked in before, then they would send us over there and the practitioners would teach us whatever it is that we needed to learn. So it was this constant upgrade cycle and it was super modular and it worked. And more companies can do that without having to send you back to get some expensive graduate degree. And also experimentation. Why not run a pilot? Try 10 of these things. See what works. Try it 10 different ways. Have different departments compete on different ways to structure these programs. Make it something that improves your company and also gives people an ability to use their brains and creativity to come up with a new way to bring people in, not from these other schools and not people who've paid who've gotten into debt for, 300 or $400,000. And influence others. Share this episode, share other people who are thinking in this way. The minute we stop believing in all of this bullshit and all of the stuff that Ivy League schools want us to believe, it all goes away. They have to go back to competing on merit. And finally, Felony Huffman, if you're listening, I still want to be your adopted baby. I mean, no breastfeeding or anything weird, I promise. But you can just cradle me. I'll make all the goo-goo noises, whatever it is you need me to do. I just need you to adopt me. I need to feel your love and just hug me, please, long enough for me to pick your pocket. I'm Steve Factor. See you next week on The McFuture.